Good morning, everyone. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Bit of chaos, bit of partying going on. Just glad we didn't carry on much longer. It's a great privilege that I get to share with you this morning. One of my most favourite parts of the Bible. Quite simply, these are some of the most awesome verses in God's Word. Awesome, because this is part of the most epic story ever told. And because the events themselves are truly awesome. This is a story so powerful, it has changed the world. And it is changing the world now, today. And it will continue to do so. In fact, if it wasn't for this grand heaven to earth, earth to heaven, epic, none of us would be sitting here today. This is a story of a promise fulfilled, a king and his kingdom. And it is about the arrival of a saviour, Jesus Christ. This is God's story, and this is our story. And whilst this may be very familiar to you, to some, most of you probably, we are all being invited to hear this afresh this morning, to hear this story in a new and deeper way, to hear and sense this story in all its power and its glory. So I'm just going to pray for us. Holy Spirit, we're expectant. We come to you ready with our hearts prepared to hear good tidings of great joy in a fresh way this morning. And just like the children, excited to get the ultimate promise of a gift, help us unwrap and enjoy your gift again. Let us be amazed. Let us marvel. Let us be full of awe and wonder. Open our eyes, Lord, to see your wonderful truth. I'm going to read these scriptures now, and if you want to close your eyes, please do. There's so much in them, so many things that are hidden, so many things that God reveals through his word, and sometimes we can just skim over these things, but actually there is, I just prayed that we're going to hear the richness of those things, so let's do that. And she, Mary, brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." In fact, he probably said, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And so it was, when the angels had gone away from him into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them. Luke's detailed account tells us of angelic visitations, of miracle conceptions, and of a people, the people of Israel, waiting for their warrior king, the one who would rescue them from their long history of oppression and oppressors. Historians and people who like geography. At this time, they were a people living under the governing rule of the Roman Empire, which was growing in strength and power across the world. They're the red. The Romans are the red. The Romans were building an ever-increasing kingdom, taking countries and territories by force. And at the time of Jesus' birth, a decree went out to every citizen of this empire to return to their place of birth to be registered. Basically, for taxation purposes. So Joseph and his betrothed Mary, a virgin who is heavily pregnant. In fact, just to let you know, my iPad auto-corrected heavily to heavenly pregnant. So they travel many miles and return to a little town called Bethlehem, to be counted like sheep. This is where Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Saviour of the world, is born. And there is no coincidence in this time, nor this place. Just as you alluded to earlier, Simon, in those scriptures in Isaiah 9. So let's take a closer look at this amazing story through the eyes of the shepherd. Here they are, minding their own business, watching over their flocks at night. And suddenly, there was a great light and a glorious presence. It's interesting, isn't it? Because pictures often portray a heavenly gathering of angels in the distance, hanging like stars in the sky. But here it says, an angel of the Lord stood before them. I'm just standing before you, Kerry. Standing before. Not up there, but right close. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. In another Bible version it says, and the glory surrounded them. This was a close encounter. The shepherds were surrounded by glorious heavenly light. They were completely saturated by this great announcement. The very nature of God, celebrating the arrival of the one he had promised. And the news a nation had been hoping for centuries. Although, of course, they'd misunderstood the nature of this king. And God chose to unveil his wonderful news to these lowly, humble, down-to-earth herders of sheep. This was no quiet announcement. This was awesome. And frightening. For the angel said to them, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Here is the precious message they carry, the good tidings of great joy, the very reason for their visit. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. That word Saviour, one who rescues, one who saves, Messiah, Deliverer, Liberator, Emancipator, Redeemer. Here's my own personal definition. You, Jesus, are the one who took me out of the deepest shadows and gave me a life worth living. In this scripture, it says, unto us. In the Luke scriptures, it refers to you. Let's have a look at the to you. This is a timeless message, an eternal message, a message for those over 2,000 years ago, and a message for us today. Jesus, the Saviour of the world, is the one who came to save, heal, and deliver every person. It's an invitation to all, to everyone, everywhere, for all time, until he comes again. This king was sent by God. In his own words, Jesus says, I have come to preach good news to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, announce freedom to the captives, to comfort and care for the needs of all who mourn, to give messages of joy instead of news of doom, and a praising heart instead of a faint and weak spirit. He came to make a way for everyone, everywhere, to be restored to a full and loving relationship with our Father, the one who cares deeply for each and every one of us. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the Lamb of God, would pay the price, the ultimate sacrifice that would break the separation between us. Between us and God once and for all. He would take upon himself our mess. He would die for our sins and our selfishness. And for those who would choose to live with him at the centre of their lives, he would and will exchange it with his love, his hope, his peace, and his joy. And today, he continues to invite us to a life that is whole, full and abundant. Is that not awesome? Turn to the person sitting next to you and say, these are good tidings of great joy. Okay, and you ready? These are good tidings of great joy for me. You ready? And this is for all people. For everyone. Everywhere. These are good tidings of great joy for me. To share. There will be more opportunities to explore that in your small groups later in the week. So let's get back to the shepherds and the angels. As C.S. Lewis once said, joy is the serious business of heaven. I love that. This is such glorious, excellent, and magnificent news, isn't it? And the heavens are compelled to rejoice. The angels are ecstatic. In the birth of his son, God's promise to the world is being fulfilled. And they are celebrating in style. Once the angels had departed, the shepherds came with haste, it says. There was no procrastination, no passivity, it seems. And their sheep, their livelihood, were no longer their focus. They had just experienced a tangible, life-changing encounter with heaven. And this breaking news was changing their lives. This mattered. And so they moved at a pace. Let's go, they said. They made widely known. Phenomenal events make great news, and news spreads like wildfire. They had been visited by heaven, and they had visited their king. And all those who heard it marveled, it says. Everyone who heard the shepherds' news were filled with wonder and astonishment. They were in awe. And just like the shepherds, we too are carriers of these good tidings of great joy. As his followers, we are commissioned to continue sharing these good tidings, this good news with others. Remember, these good tidings of great joy are for all the people, for everyone, everywhere. This is not something we keep to ourselves, surely. And that's why, in addition to those opportunities you get to tell others about Jesus in your own personal lives, we continue as a church family to reach out to all the people in this town. Through the Larchfield initiatives, by holding guest meetings like the Christmas Promise, running fun community events like Santa's on the High Street. And in January, of course, we'll be launching this incredible initiative, the Maidenhead Cat Death Centre, where we'll be reaching out to people of Maidenhead with this uncompromising message of hope, where we will see Jesus meet people in their deepest needs. And we will see lives transformed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for such a great and awesome message to share. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. Here's my paraphrase. We met with God. Wow, he is awesome. Or perhaps, come, let us adore him. And that's exactly what we're going to do now as we move into a time of extended worship. I'm just going to pray. Jesus, we look to you today. Let your name be lifted high. Let your name be honoured. We commit all that we are to you. We commit all that we do to you. And we reach towards you, Jesus, as we praise your wonderful name.